following program was pre-recorded. To ask a question on the air, call 1-800-229-3000 Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Welcome to New Life Live, the premier place to receive free advice from Christian psychologists and counselors for the mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual challenges you face. Since 1988, we've offered compassionate responses that combine God's truth with proven psychological principles to guide you toward healing. Our phone lines are open. Call us now at 1-800-229-3000.
Hello, welcome to New Life Live. I'm your host, Brian Perez, and I'm here in the studio with Dr. Jill Hubbard, and we've also got clinical psychologist, licensed professional clinical... licensed professional clinical counselor, Becky Brown. She's also the president of New Life Ministry, so I better get my act together. Becky, good to see you. How's it going?
It's good. I'm good. I was just thinking, wow, I got a PhD. I didn't even have to work for it.
Yeah, so great.
I'm just handing them out left and right.
I love that. I love that. I'll take it. I'll take it. How are you all? I'm doing well. In case you're wondering, yes, I do have something in my mind.
One of
the things that I think about is what do people believe to be true? So for the most part, we have an audience that are followers of Christ and, believers, and many people will read the Bible. But I always think about in this day and age of so many voices coming from social media, the news cycle, just so many pieces of information that we didn't even look for that are in our minds. Who are we believing? And I was thinking about a couple of passages of scripture. In Joshua 1:9, it says, "Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Now we, you know, if we're believers, we're like, yeah, that's great. But when you are struggling with something, how quick is it to come to your mind that God has this? He tells us to be, and I know he's talking to Joshua, but here's the thing. It's a message to us to be strong and courageous. But then I think about 1 John 4:4. A lot of us who grew up in Sunday school doing sword drills, we know it as greater is he that is in you than is he that is in the world. But, you know, the message NIV says, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." So think about, you know, I love the comment section of anything. I don't care if it's social media or an article that I want to know what people are thinking, what they're saying. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times that impacts me in a way that I'm not paying attention to. It can alter the way that I am thinking about a situation or about a person. And what I want is for us to go to the word first, to have that be our impact statement, what we do believe. And that seems so simple, but when there's so much coming at us, and then just, I've said this before, life be lifing, but God be guiding. And it's true. I mean, no matter what you're facing, it's just one of those things that we do. Sorry about my notes getting in the way. But, you know, here's the thing. We have to have a strong internal fortitude, mm-hmm. knowing that God is God. He loves us. He created us for his purpose, for his glory, for his honor. But when we're going through struggles, and we will all go through struggles, we have to be able to call that to mind. And some of us, the challenge is that we don't believe what we're reading when we're in the Word. We mm-hmm. think it's a great idea, or we think that the old messages that we got as a child are more powerful than the Word of God that is in us.
Or we believe it, Becky, but we only believe it to a point. It hasn't fully connected to our hearts, and that's the rub. We may have the information, but those emotional experiences are really hard to override. Yeah. So we need to do some head and heart connecting.
Yeah.
That's right. And so in this time when there's so many voices in your head, maybe you need to listen to some truth, which is what we deliver here at New Life. I mean, we've been doing it for a long time. And I want you to challenge yourself. What am I believing to be true? What am I afraid of? And challenge that with the fact that God's got this. He's brought you to this place, and we'll see you through. I believe it.
Yes, I do too. Jill?
Well, and just know that you're still going to feel some of the feelings, right?
Yeah.
But keep seeking that comfort from the Lord.
Yep, we'll be back. Becky and Serena.
my husband addicted to pornography for the majority of our marriage. I was very isolated and didn't really know which way to turn.
If you've been affected by betrayal, an emotional or physical affair, or pornography, the Restore Intensive will equip you with support and tools to help you through.
I went to the Restore Conference, which seems to be the missing puzzle piece where I was able to find my voice.
When two people want to do their part, we can be restored. But if they don't, we are not stuck because someone else made a decision. God lets us weigh in on how we want to walk out our lives.
The Restore Intensive is coming to Washington, D.C., November 13th through the 15th. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Enter the code NLL for a discount.
I'm navigating my world now.
I had a great experience at Restore.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, tonight we are doing a webinar, aren't we, Becky? And it's kind of with in line with what you started our show with, the discussion about how we sometimes believe the things that we should not be believing about ourselves. It's J.J. West's webinar called Identity in Christ.
You know, it's exactly why I shared what I did.
Ah,
I mean, I've got a plan
clever.
In my process. But yeah, so many people get confused about who they are in Christ. Either they judge themselves too harshly, or because of things that they've done or they're stuck in right now, they think I'm, you know, not loved by Christ. Or, you know, again, like I just said, past wounds, past hurts really define who we are in our relationships, in our struggles. And so JJ is going to do a great presentation tonight, and there's still time for you to join
us. Yeah, and
so
what time is it at?
It is at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Okay.
So do the math for your time zone and text the word webinar to 28950 so that we can send you back a registration link. We'll also send you a free tip sheet on identity. And we would love for you to join us. You can also go to newlife.com to find out about us, about it, or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But let's go to the phones now, beginning with Becky in Norwalk, who listens to us on newlife.com. Hey, Becky, thanks for calling in today.
Hi.
Hello. How can we help you?
I just wanted advice on what to do for me in a situation involving my dad. So my family often visits my mom's side of the family who live in Europe, and my dad doesn't usually go for as long as we do. And I think that it triggers a feeling of maybe neglect or feeling left out or something like that, because he'll like call in and just go off on my mom one day for not calling him or not giving him attention. And it happens even when he's there with us. If she like doesn't spend enough time with him, he'll just like get mad at her and say, why aren't you like, I'm here for you, why aren't you giving me attention or spending time with me? And this even happened when we were there for my grandpa's funeral. So he'll be like enjoying himself and supportive and be fine one day, but then the next he's almost like a completely different person, just angry and upset and triggered. So I'm wondering, like, it happens every time we go, so like is there anything I can do to change it? Or just
it doesn't happen when you guys are at home, though? It only happens when you're traveling?
Well, he's always kind of needed a lot of attention, and he always like wants my mom to like help him with stuff and do stuff for him. So he's always like needed a lot of attention from us, but I guess it's like worse because we're so far away, and then if we don't call regularly, which we do, but even if it's like, if that's why it feels like a trigger, because it'll just be at random one day.
Well, and at home it sounds like he has your mom maybe revolving around him, and there aren't the distractions of family. I mean, when you go, you know, on vacation and you go to see people, you're going to see those people that you never see. And so, of course, they're kind of the objects of desire, and they get a lot of attention. And so it sounds like this is kind of a little boy part of dad that wants to be the center of affection. And he's requiring a lot from mom. you know, it's not your job, Becky, to psychoanalyze your dad and figure him out. But I wonder what it was like for him as a little boy, and if either he was overindulged and got all the attention, and so is expecting, you know, your mom and the rest of you to be like his mom, or was he neglected? And does he have, you know, wounds from that? So regardless which end of the spectrum it's at, it sounds like this is something for your mom to address with him. And perhaps even they might want to go do some couples therapy to talk about why it feels like maybe the attention that he does get, he can't hold on to, almost like a bottomless pit. And what he feels, right? It sounds like he feels abandoned when you guys go off and you're having fun and he's not the center. And so he's needing a lot of affirmation to feel okay about himself and to feel connected.
Yeah.
Becky Brown, what would you say?
Well, go ahead, Becky.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's just, yeah, I just wonder what, like, I can personally do, because he usually, like, involves, or if we're not directly involved, we see it, like my brother and I. So I just, like, because
so it,
like,
makes you uncomfortable.
It just affects the mood of the whole vacation, or just seeing the family.
It's so hard. I mean it's because you don't spend time together, and then all of a sudden you're in this place where, oh, now we're gonna have fun, but we're all out of our normal routines, and we're in a place that doesn't, you know, people traveling in general get dysregulated real quick. So what you may be seeing may be a little bit of that, as opposed to the interpersonal. I think one of the best tools, going back to, I keep referring to the open, but really, Becky, that strong internal fortitude of, I'm going to be aware that this is going to be a challenge, but I'm going to try and practice being present, but knowing that I'm not going to make, you can't make him feel any better than, I mean, you just can't. We're not that powerful. And you'd be surprised at how much, when we can have that sense of peace and calm, that it will change the way the rest of the room feels and operates. I do think that there's an issue, though, when you travel, for anybody. That's why people get losing their minds at the airport. I mean, it's just
the airport anxiety.
It kicks in. And then all the stuff that, when you're in your normal routine, it lays low, it gets jostled when you're out in the world, and especially in a contained area like that.
Out of your comfort zone. But I'm wondering, too, Becky, if you could maybe kind of, you know, just out of your love and care for your dad, anticipate it and say, you know, Dad, we're going to be traveling. And I know that when we travel, sometimes it can, you know, at times be upsetting to you or feel, you know, destabilizing. Dad, you know, how could I come alongside you when you start to get anxious? Yeah. And kind of naming that he gets anxious, right? He's out of his comfort zone. He's getting anxious. What can I do for you when you get anxious? What would be helpful? And see, you know, if he accepts that. Does he deny that?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right? What if he says, what do you mean? I don't get anxious.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking that, too, that you might want to come up with a couple of different words. But how old is he, Becky? That was the other thing. Did you say?
He's in his 60s.
Oh,
he's young.
He's not that
old. He's so young.
This isn't an old man.
but even a 60-year-old and plus can get dysregulated when we're in a different routine with different people. It's just, you know, it's one of those journeys of being the parent of adult, you know, individuals and how we move about in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I mean, maybe you and he can have a code word when he's needing, like, just he's needing a little something extra. You just come alongside him and, you know, maybe, you know, tap him on the back or something. Hey, Dad, how's it going? And just lean into him a little bit more. As a way of keeping the peace for you. Right? Because it sounds like that's the thing. It's like you don't like how it upsets everything.
Right.
And it might spur on some conversations before you go and, You know, what is it like for him? How does he feel? It must, you know, it's hard when mom's giving her family all this attention that he normally gets. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we name things and say it out loud, it makes people more aware instead of just acting out the feelings.
When's his birthday? Can you guys do like some big celebration for him on his birthday? Maybe it'll help him a little bit. I don't know.
Well, I have one other idea. I have one. Yeah, you could do Father's Day. But here's the other thing I was thinking of is, Becky, what are his interests? What does he like to talk about? What does he enjoy doing? Because I think that is also a way for you to connect with him. Both, like, I don't think it's a wait till we're all together and then we're going to solve this issue.
Yeah.
It's really, how do I do this intermittently in between? How do I build that bridge with him? And so that when we're together at vacation, it's this natural, we're just carrying on our normal connections.
When's your next getaway, Becky?
We are actually leaving this week.
Oh,
great. Well, get on the phone after you hang up from us.
It's time to start talking, right? And maybe you can even do a more direct approach. You know, Dad, I notice when we go away, it's really hard for you. What do you think that's about?
Yeah.
And maybe he doesn't realize everybody notices this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be. Becky, thanks for calling in today to New Life Live. And now, call your dad and let us know how it turns out.
Yeah, let us know.
Yes. And
do you know what's so funny about that, though, is I think as the mom of adult kids, and Jill, I know you are too, and Brian, I think you are too, but you're not as old as us. But anyway.
Well, he's probably not the mom, but
not the mom, for sure. Yes.
But it's so funny because we really enjoy the connections that we have, and it's just fun to have that activity, in bits and spurts, of course. But but we also want to have Dad to be part of the journey. We don't want to, make it a fuss. We don't want to, push buttons and, make people uncomfortable. But sometimes it's just that how do we get together?
Right. And we want everybody to rally, like you're saying, and be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hard when someone gets pouty or is thinking, what about me?
Yeah. All right.
He may be overwhelmed, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think that may be
part of it.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's go to our next call. Here is Serena in Savannah, Georgia, who listens to the New Life Live podcast. Thank you so much, Serena, for calling in today. How can we help you?
Thank you for everything you do, and I really appreciate all the help and inspiration that just comes from all of you there at New Life.
Thank you, Serena.
You're welcome. My question is, should I confront my husband about false information that he shared with our daughter around his sexual integrity? She asked him a specific question, and he responded with false information. So,
okay. Becky? Oh, we lost Becky's audio. Okay.
Becky's talking, but...
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay, there.
I pushed the mute button,
Don't do that.
I make noises. Here's the thing, Serena. The short answer is yes. I don't know about your recovery journey with your husband. Do you guys have a process or, as he has been working recovery, do you, both of you, have, boundaries and connection where you have a plan for how this has impacted your marriage?
He's definitely working a plan. He's in Every Man's Battle group at church. He's been in that group for just a few months. I really haven't delved into any specific path to work through the issue.
Okay. So, Serena, that's the reason why my quick answer was yes, because when you are in a process of recovery where sexual integrity has been the issue, where you've experienced betrayal, it changes the whole relationship. And so the fact that he would say something that's not true to her is like another betrayal to you, because you want for him to be a man of character. You want for him to be a man of truth. And now this is back in your corner. That's what it feels like, right, Serena? It's like, I heard you say this, and I know that that's not true. And so what am I supposed to do with this? I said a quick yes, but there is a process, because the fact that he said that to her isn't the big problem. The fact that the two of you haven't been able to really work together in a way that we've got a plan, it feels mm-hmm. safe to you, Serena, that it feels like, you know, he's doing what you need him to do and what he ultimately needs to do for you as well as the family. You can hear the music, but Brian, you can take care.
Yeah, we'll come back after the break to you, Serena, so stay on hold. And I'm thinking, too, that maybe Dad didn't want to disclose to his daughter because he had shame. He didn't want to admit something. So we'll talk about that when we come back here on New Life Live. We're talking to Serena.
Hello, everybody. It's Becky Brown. If you want to be part of what God is doing through New Life, we have a matching gift campaign going on right now. We had a group of donors. They believe in the ministry of New Life. They see how our world needs truth, compassion, needs grace, and it needs some clinical expertise. And so we started with a seed of $250,000, and we have just been blessed with another additional $50,000 towards the seed. So the match is now at $300,000. So that means every dollar that you give will be doubled up to that amount, and it will make a difference in the lives of so many people. It helps New Life continue to do the work that we've done for close to 40 years. I want to encourage you, if you want to be part of the match, you can go to newlife.com/match, or you can text the word match to 28950 or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Your gift will be doubled and will make such a difference in the lives of so many people.
For over 35 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addiction, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
I found a counselor through New Life Ministries, and it's just been outstanding.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first steps toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door for a better tomorrow.
To get someone that's competent, that's good at what they do, it's been like day and night compared to what I've had before.
Call 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
And we're back with Serena in Savannah, Georgia. You still with us, Serena?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for holding through the break. So what do you think of what you've heard so far?
I guess thinking that something needs to occur, but I'm not sure what the most efficient road would be.
So, Serena, so daughter asked her dad a question. He responded with a lie. You heard that. I don't know if anything's been said yet at all, but I might, instead of jumping into you lied, I might say, can we talk about that interaction that you had with our daughter? Tell me what was going through your head, and you know, when she asked that question, and try to get his take on it, what he was feeling. We were, you know, Brian, you mentioned he might have some shame and mm-hmm. not want daughter to know. Like, what was that about? And can we, you know, and to be able to tell him, like what Becky was saying, you know, when you don't tell the truth, it raises a red flag inside of me. And I mean, trust is rebuilt through consistency, and you needing him to consistently show up and be transparent. But maybe the two of you need to talk about how are we going to share this with our daughter? And let's talk about a plan for that. What would be a more honest way to respond, even if we don't want to tell her all the details or we're not ready to share everything with her? Mm-hmm. But let's you and I decide together so that we're ahead of these situations instead of you being caught off guard, deer in headlights, and then you lie and it rocks my trust in you.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Serena?
That's actually the avenue I was leaning towards, just to be curious why he was comfortable saying that to her.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact she's 21, it's not like she's a child.
Right.
But, and it was a simple question, you know, have you ever been unfaithful?
Mm.
And
yeah, but that's a loaded question too. Sorry, go ahead. Say
it
again.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it could be a yes or no, like, yes, but I really don't want to talk about that right now. I can talk maybe later with you about it, but I'm still sorting through some things. So,
and instead, he just said no.
He just said no and left it at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he may not have known how to answer that and also faced, again, like you were saying, the shame of, oh, now I've got to admit to my daughter that mm-hmm. I cheated on her mom.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you guys exploring that. And he can always go back and say, hey, sweetheart, I need to clear some things up. I didn't know how to respond when you asked me.
Mm-hmm.
But here's, you know, I want to tell you the truth and let you know that your mom and I are working on this and we're going to, you know, fix things.
Serena, how did that make you feel?
Well, as soon as I heard it, I thought, well, that's not true. And he actually understands that it's not true because he has been dealing with a porn addiction, a long-standing porn addiction. So he understands that the pornography usage is still an infidelity situation. Mm-hmm. So, and he has stated that to me. So he doesn't believe that it's not that kind of situation.
Right,
he
but Serena,
that it is.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I wanted. I want you to tell me how that made you feel.
Well, I guess surprised.
Mm.
And just.
Were you hurt?
Curious about why. Well, no, I don't think I was necessarily hurt, but I think at this point, if we're trying to help all the children just steer away from things that are on social media and different things that are going on, it probably would help to be honest with them when they ask us those kinds of questions to say, this is why, you know, I recommend to you that you follow what
right.
God's word says, because
right.
it can get to be dangerous for you
mm-hmm.
and have a lot of different outcomes that aren't good. So
right.
it's kind of like it could have been a catalyst to support
sure.
what we've already been saying to them.
Right. The hard part, though, is he's not in a place where he's understanding that. You are. But I also hear there's still a lot of protection. Like, you have an understanding of the stuck place that people can get in.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you guys have had some conversations about, you know, the way forward. This is an opportunity for growth. So when you said get curious, I love that.
Yeah.
And I would love for you guys to get connected with a therapist who can help you guys unwrap this journey so that when it happens again, if there's a question or if there's an event, you know, you can step into it understanding you've been forgiven, you're working your recovery, or he is, and you are too, you know, that Serena, that you guys are united in the process of
mm-hmm.
healing. And it will be a great testament to your children, no matter what their age.
All right, Serena, thank you for calling in today to New Life Live. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more questions here on New Life Live. Thanks for watching and listening.
I was sort of vaguely familiar that the 12 steps had some origination in the Bible. I found Life Recovery. And one of the things I liked so much was that it had such a broad appeal. It wasn't limited to just alcohol or drugs, that it was addressing a wide range of problems.
At New Life, we believe everyone can benefit from a life recovery experience. There are life recovery groups all over the country. They take place online, in conference calls, and in person. And if there isn't one in your area, we can help you start one. We have startup materials, leaders' guides, CDs, Bibles, and more. All with discounts available for groups. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Terry Ward. The 12 steps have long been a great help to people in recovery because much of the 12 steps' power comes from the fact that they capture principles clearly revealed in the Bible.
The 12 steps is really a pattern for all of us as Christians.
You can also find out more at liferecoverygroups.com.
Do you need help for life's hard situations?
My husband recently said he wanted a divorce.
I'm confused on what I should do.
I have an eating disorder.
New Life Live answers your questions on relationships, grief, addiction, trauma, anxiety, and much more, all from a biblical perspective with our panel of professional counselors and psychologists.
I learn a lot from your program.
You help so many people.
I appreciate your ministry.
Whether you listen or watch, there are so many ways to connect with us to ask our panel of counselors a question. Call us Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific at 1-800-229-3000 to ask your question on New Life Live. Or go to newlife.com/radio for other ways to get your question answered.
I'm trying to find help.
I just want to know how to set boundaries.
If it's a sin, what am I supposed to do?
Need a therapist or a coach, a resource or an intensive? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back on New Life Live, and we just got off the phone speaking with Serena. Thank you so much for your phone call, Serena. And so much going on in that phone call there. She called because Serena's 21-year-old daughter asked her dad, hey, have you ever had an affair? And he said,
been unfaithful.
Yes. Yeah. So, and he said no. And Serena was upset because, you know, that's not the truth, because there wasn't any talk about an actual physical affair in the phone call, was there?
No, but she said they both had an understanding that long-term porn addiction was a form of cheating.
Yeah. So he was just kind of answering in a roundabout way.
The letter of the law.
Like, no, I've never like actually done anything. I've never been with anyone else. I guess that's what he was trying to, how he was trying to
sidestep.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. But Becky, what are your thoughts on?
Well, here's the thing. When, you know, the dynamic in marriage, when there's been a sexual integrity breach, for lack of a better description, the couple has to have help navigating how do we live fully seen, fully known, have a marriage of integrity, problems and all. Mm-hmm. And I loved Serena's heart when she has an understanding of how impactful porn use is for a person. And that was her concern with the kids, is that, you know, what are they, you know, this would be an opportunity for them to know the dangers, how it has impacted their dad or whatever. But here's the thing, unless you're doing that work in a way that the two of you are having the conversation, it's really hard for that to happen with the kids. We've helped so many men get the freedom from the trap of lack of sexual integrity. That can be pornography, it can be affairs, it can be all kinds of things. But what we do know is it takes a full commitment to living in the truth in, in all of your relationships. And you're not going to do that by yourself. There's going to be, you know, people around you. Your spouse has to be part of this. And there's hope. It feels so painful in those early days, yet Mm-hmm. Man, we've seen so many.
And Becky, that's why our EMB intensive, it's an intensive, and it helps to push through that shame. And so it's enough time over the 3 days to kind of help you see that you can get past that versus weekly groups and weekly therapy. Sometimes, yeah, it's good while you're there, and we are supportive of all of that.
Right.
But sometimes you come home and then you fall back because there isn't enough concentrated time.
Mm.
Right. And every man's battle is a no shame zone. The men that you connect with there have walked a journey similar. The men who lead the groups have also walked a similar journey and found freedom and have led many, many, many men into freedom. And we celebrate all of those free lives, knowing that it has exponential reach for generations to come. And the guys that have found freedom, I mean, if you've ever listened to the program, you hear our commercials and you hear us talking about it, you'll hear the voices from the men themselves saying, you know, I was stuck and now I'm free.
Mm-hmm.
And we're grateful to be part of that process and we want to help. And you know what? Wives are usually the number one reason why men go. Mm-hmm. They say you need to go to every man's battle. You need to do it as soon as possible. And it changes everything in their family, in their marriage, for the good.
And what a blessing it would be if this dad, I agree with Serena, if this dad could use this as an opportunity, you know, to show his daughter something different.
Yeah.
This is what can happen. And I'm different now. I didn't understand before. And it's really important that, you know, when you're dating, that you find out what is a guy's relationship with porn.
Mm-hmm. And that could
it's
be
an important question to ask.
Yeah. We had a couple of calls on Tuesday's show, so go back and find that one, the June 9th episode of New Life Live, and a couple of guys called in and shared their testimonies of attending New Life or attending Every Man's Battle and how it changed their lives. And the one guy who said that you know, his fiance just point blank said, "Do you have an issue with this?" And he just kind of like, "Okay," and he enrolled and he called in to celebrate the fact that for the last 3 years, he and his now wife have had a great relationship. So you can find out more about Every Man's Battle on our website, newlife.com. The next one is coming up the weekend of July 10th in Washington, D.C. And for women who have been betrayed through, you know, sexual integrity issues from their past or, you know, their husband that they're married to now.
Their husband, their dad, their boyfriend, right?
The Restore Healing After Betrayal Intensive is happening in November in Washington, D.C. And then there's the workshop that we do for couples. That one's called Intimacy and Marriage. And that one is happening July 24th, also in Washington, D.C. You can get all the details about all of our intensives, all of our courses, all of our webinars, everything we do. And we do so much. Thankfully, it's all online at newlife.com. That's where you can go to find out more. Also on newlife.com is a page that we've devoted. It's a simple page. It just shows you how to reach us, how to send us your questions, how to call in. Shows you what times we are here in the studio to answer your calls, and also how to leave a voicemail or an email. Go to newlife.com/radio to find out those methods. And I'm going to read one of those questions right now. This was an email submitted by, here we go. Nathan. Nathan asks, what are strategies to manage the mourning and grief that swallow me at times because of the death of a dream? Mm-hmm. Nathan says, I'm 57, been married 33 years to a wife I love. The marriage has been functionally sexless from early on, with fewer than 10 encounters a year in the first decade and nothing for the past 20 plus years. I'm a romantic person. I show my wife the greatest respect and have always been helpful and attentive. She tells me how handsome and sexy I am all the time. Are we allowed to use that word on New Life Live?
Yes,
sexy?
Yes, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm joking. She holds my hand. She offers a massage. She cares for me. But her words and actions could not be further apart, says Nathan. I've raised my needs with her many times through letters and conversations, even in therapy. Mm. She has occasionally acknowledged it, but nothing's changed. I've come to believe that she may be incapable of the kind of intimacy I've needed, not unwilling, and I am in the process of grieving that. and that grief is incredibly difficult and draining. Mm-hmm. Acknowledging that, what I had always been told about saving myself for marriage and God's ordained goodness and a marriage built on Him has been nothing but a lie. It's mm-hmm. been destructive to my self-image, my worth, and my faith. I've gotten very good at being the happy guy publicly while privately struggling with deep loneliness, resentment, and grief. I'm a high-profile professional in a helping field, which has made it especially hard to seek help. I'm not looking for assurance that this aspect of my marriage will ever change. I can no longer hold on to that hope. So Nathan just wants strategies to manage what it is that he's been going through for most of the 33 years of his marriage. What would you say to him, Becky?
Well, I have two quick things. I want to know what the story is.
Yeah.
I had a couple years ago in private practice, and they hadn't been intimate for like 13 years of their marriage. And so I explored, well, what's the story? What happened? When did it stop? And, you know, then there was a story there. She had had a bout with cervical cancer, the treatments, and then, you know, eventually it just stopped. And so in this situation, he's telling his side of the story, but it's not her story. So mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that they went to therapy, but there is a story there. The other part is I would actually have Nathan go to Every Man's Battle. He's talking about this loss of hope. There's this drive within him to really want her. But I'm wondering, and he didn't act out. He's not saying anything. So some of you are going, why would he go to Every Man's Battle? Because he's giving up on something that he doesn't totally understand. Mm-hmm. And he talked about having this understanding of, you know, I saved myself for marriage and it was all for naught. And it's just this hopeless story that's in his head. What I want for him to know is to understand how to connect in an intimate way that may not be connected to sex initially, because obviously that's, you know, mm-hmm. but there's more to this story. And I hear your pain, Nathan. I hear it. But the answer isn't just have sex or more sex and then everything will be fine. There's an intimacy disorder here with the both of you, and that needs to be paid attention to.
Yeah. We'll hear what Dr. Jill Hubbard has to say mm-hmm. to Nathan when we come back from the break here on New Life Live. Thank you, Nathan, for writing in to us and sharing your heart with us and letting us know what's going on in your life. We would love to hear from you guys as well. You can call us when we're here in the studio. You can send us an email like Nathan did, or you can leave us a voicemail. All the instructions on how to do that are on our website, newlife.com/radio. Thanks so much for watching and listening today to New Life Live. Remember to share us with your friends. Let them know about us. Send them to our website, newlife.com.
90% of Christians have trouble with sex, have trouble with marriage, have trouble with communicating, because we were not ever taught practical, basic things about intimacy, about marriage, about sex. We did a huge disservice to ourselves.
When you come to intimacy in marriage, you're going to be immersed into a 3-day process.
They taught us a ton of skills about connecting, about how to really help each other to feel seen and heard.
If you've thought, I don't think we can ever change, we're just in this rut and we can't get out, the Intimacy in Marriage Workshop can help you get out of the rut.
The Intimacy in Marriage Weekend is July 24th through the 26th in Washington, D.C. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and use the code NLL for a discount. 1-800-639-5433.
I think if everyone came earlier rather than later, they could save themselves years of misery and misunderstanding.
For over 35 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addiction, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
I found a counselor through New Life Ministries, and it's just been outstanding.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be
is.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first steps toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door for a better tomorrow.
To get someone that's competent, that's good at what they do, it's been like day and night compared to what I've had before.
Call 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back on New Life Live, and we're talking to Nathan. Well, we're not really talking to him.
Well, we're sort of talking to Nathan.
Sort of talking to him. He's not talking to us. Well, yes, he sent us an email.
Yes.
And he's grieving this dream that he had in his marriage. And he says, you know, he's grieving the fact that he did the good Christian thing, you could say. He saved himself for marriage, and now he's been married for 33 years, and most of that relationship has been sexless.
Oh, and it's always heartbreaking when you hear that.
Yeah, yeah. So what would you say, Jill?
Well, we love our write-ins, so please keep doing that, but we can't ask all the questions that we have.
So many questions.
It's a little frustrating. Yes, and I love, Becky, what you were saying about every man's battle, because, you know, I've actually had men say, I don't have a porn problem. I don't have any of these problems, but I want to go. And we've kind of laughed about that, but you're so right. It so much delves into intimacy and father wounds, and we can all learn how to be more intimate and what gets in the way and how to see our wives differently. So I think it's a great idea to open it up to a broader spectrum of men. Again, sexless marriage, that should never be. And we do wonder about her story, and, you know, what's happened in her life and that maybe keeps her from desiring that, and what are her disappointments. Nathan describes himself as a romantic, and he writes letters, and he's tried everything, and that may not, you know, a lot of women,
thing.
Yeah, like a lot of women hear that and go, oh yeah, wouldn't that be great, but maybe not. Too much of a good thing is too much. And so what has caused them to stop, you know, kind of connecting at that level? What has caused her? So I think there needs to be some exploring of that. They have gone to therapy, but we never want to give up. And so I would want to be asking her, what disappoints you in this marriage? What do you feel like you've had to let go of? How have I let you down, sweetheart? What causes you to feel closer to me? What pushes you away from me? What gets in the way of you even entertaining the thoughts? Can we explore these things? And I mean, if she's more avoidant, she might be a little bit reticent, but so we don't want to bombard, but maybe, you know, seeing if she'd be willing to sit with some thoughts and ideas. And does she even know that he's mourning and grieving and letting go of this dream? I mean, if I knew that, I think I would be so sad if someone that I was that close to, or, you know, thought I was that close to, was feeling these things and didn't bring it into relationship. And so, because so much of sex, especially for women, and I know we always hear this, it starts in the mind. That's where it starts. And if we don't feel safe, if we don't feel emotionally connected, it's hard to go there. And, you know, when you're working or you're busy and life gets in the way, you know, it's easier maybe not to, but it's something worth pursuing.
And it also becomes part of the fabric of their marriage.
Yeah.
So if this has been the case for 30 years, let's just go with 30 years. If you do something for 30 years, guess what? This is the way you do it.
Yeah.
Right. And so what we've taught couples at, like, at Intimacy and Marriage, you know, if this is the issue, you're not going to go from zero to 100.
No.
You're going to connect with each other, not only, you know, having conversation, but also like, do you hold hands? Do mm-hmm. you greet each other with a kiss when you come in the house? Do you actually, does your face light up when you see your spouse? Like, there are so many things that contribute to physical closeness in a relationship, especially a relationship of 30 plus years. This can be fixed. It can mm-hmm. be, but maybe not in the way that Nathan thinks. And that's where we've got to be willing to go, okay, what is the story? How did we get here? And what is the road back?
Mm-hmm. And are we willing?
Yeah. Are we willing? And I love what you said, Jill. It's like, don't give up hope now. Like you've gone, and as spouses, we want to be the encourager or the, we want to be on the same team. Mm-hmm. And so this is a breach of that teammate. I know that's really, you know what I mean?
But
you get what I'm saying.
He's got to get behind, excuse me, her eyes. How does she receive love? Not how he wishes it were.
Yes.
Not an ideal version of romance. But what does it mean to her?
Yeah. Yeah, because he did say he's a... Mm-hmm. Romantic.
Hopeless romantic.
I would love to know what she is.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
But I know in our audience, I know that there are people that are listening to this and going, me too. This is how, you know, my life is. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's, you know, the opposite could be the female and the husband's not responsive. Mm-hmm. And we've heard so many stories over the years of how disconnection occurs. And what I would want for the listeners to pay attention to is, where are you disconnected?
Right.
Pay attention to those disconnections, because they will break you apart. And you didn't get married to get a divorce. I mean, that's usually not the path. But pay attention and repair those breaches.
Well, be intentional.
However they show up.
Yeah. Be intentional. Right. Don't let the gap get so wide. Lean in. Kiss. Right.
Yeah.
When I was first on the show, I said, you know, do the 10-second kiss. When your husband walks in the door, I've got a frog
just,
in my throat.
You know, there's a quote, Dr. Kurt Thompson, who says, we're born looking for someone who's looking for us.
Oh.
JJ quotes that all the time
at
Intimacy and Marriage. Isn't that so true? We're hardwired for that connection. Mm-hmm. So I hear the distress that Nathan
I hear
is
his
expressing.
Pain, yeah.
I do hear that. The answer isn't keep doing the same thing that you're doing, expecting a different result.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a connection in a different way.
Nathan, thanks for writing to us. And again, you can get the email address and the voicemail number on our website, newlife.com/radio, or call in when we're here in the studio. We would love to talk to you. And Becky, we've got a matching gift challenge going on right now. We're almost there, aren't we?
It's really amazing. I was celebrating with the team today that, you know, we had that extra gift, which takes us to wanting to match 300,000, and we are at 221,000 and some odd change. And so if you haven't yet participated in the match, today's your day. You can do that by, and Brian will tell you all the ways, but here's what I want to tell you. Your gift will make a difference in the lives of so many people. And sometimes the so many people kind of makes us numb to what it really is doing. I want you to think about the one that it's going to make a difference. It could be the phone call that we answer. It could be maybe your life, because you've been listening for so long, that you would participate in what God is doing through New Life. We are so grateful for the way that we've been able to connect people to the help and the hope that they need. So, Brian, how can they give?
They can give by calling us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or they can go to newlife.com and give there, or they can text the word MATCH to 28950. And that's my favorite way to do it. It's just very simple and easy, and it's done within a few seconds. It's great. And another thing you can do online is sign up for our webinar. It is happening tonight. JJ West is going to be hosting it. It's called Identity in Christ, What the Bible Says. Such a great topic, because so often we keep living in our past, or we keep living in our what we're going through right now, or maybe we had a problem with some kind of addiction, and the enemy just loves throwing those darts at us. Oh, you're always going to be this, and you're never going to change. And no, in Christ you are a new creation, and that's what this webinar is about. JJ is going to tell you about your identity in Christ. So text the word webinar to 28950. We'll text you back a registration link and a free tip sheet on identity, and If you can't be with us tonight, sign up anyway, because you'll get a link where you can watch the webinar up to 7 days later. So do that by texting webinar to 28950. We'll talk to you next time on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. The preceding program was pre-recorded.